there. This is Maureen Kwende, your podcast host, and you are listening to the Empowerment Minutes podcast. This is the podcast to empower you with nuggets on learning and development, training, leadership, coaching, entrepreneurship, and personal growth. For those who are tuning in for the first time, I am a learning leader, researcher, speaker, coach, consultant, and author of the book, Dream Big and Live Your Dreams Boldly. I am also the CEO and founder of EMK Learning Solutions, LLC. I have had the honor to coach instructional designers, trainers to become better leaders. I'm glad to help you too. Just let me know. So I'm excited to be back on the show this week for another empowering episode. But before I get started, I want to take a moment, as you know, to just say thank you so much for tuning in every Tuesday. Thank you so much. This means a lot to me that you're tuning in every week and you're sharing the love with your friends. So thank you. Just keep going. This is a lot of, you know, great feedback for us. So thank you so much. So once again, happy Women's History Month to all the women out there. So we are still on the Women Empowerment Series, and the focus of today's episode is on cultivating resilience. So to get started, I cannot wait to introduce our special guest who's going to be talking about this great topic. And I want to say welcome to the show, Tavara. Thank you so much for accepting our invitation to be a guest on the show. Can you tell us about yourself? What are you doing in a nutshell? I'm sure our guests would like to know much more about you. So go ahead.
Well, thank you so much, Maureen, for having me. It's definitely a pleasure to be here with you today. So in a nutshell, who I am. So I am someone who likes to dedicate my time as well as my expertise to helping leaders to amplify their voice. And so they would do this, of course, by their God-given talents in the marketplace, right? You know, I love working with leaders. I'm also an experienced human resources professional for over a decade. And I believe in helping both women and men worldwide to develop their leadership skills as well as their influence within whatever niche that they find themselves in. So for me, I have a bit of leadership experience, of course, as well as from experience with talent acquisition, training and development, employee relations, of course, performance management. And I am also a Maxwell Leadership Certified team member, Maxwell Certified Disc Trainer and Consultant. And I believe in empowering, edifying, as well as equipping our leaders to take their lives as well as their leadership skills to new dimensions of success. So in a nutshell, that's who I am.
That's very exciting. You know, Tara, we have a whole lot in common, you know, not just through John Maxwell, having the same training and development background, you know, helping leaders is just great. And that's why, you know, you're I just cannot wait for you to inspire the women out there because it's, you know, Women History Month. And I know it's not just for women. We're just making sure we're having the spotlight for women this month, but really anyone who's listening can benefit from the topic of cultivating resilience. So don't think, oh my gosh, I'm not a woman, I'm gonna just forget about today. No, you can still benefit from it. You can share with your wife, your sister, your boss who's a leader. It's just a great conversation. We're just focusing on women this time. All right. So thank you so much for sharing all that information about yourself and how you're making a difference in the lives of leaders and those around you. So I'm sure if they were here, they would say so many great things about you, Tavara. So thank you so much. So now let's get into our topic, right? So when we think of success, it means different things to many people. You know, recently I did a workshop for emerging leaders. And when I asked this question, you know, what does success mean to you? And they said, oh, it was fame, it was money, it was power, you know. Using an emerging leader's lens, right? Do you agree? What does success mean to you? Assuming that you were an emerging leader, what would success mean to you?
I think for me, success would really mean being able to fulfill my God-given potential, right? All the things that God would have given me to do as a leader. I believe the benefits of, you know, the fame or the influence or whatever people choose to call it like that comes as a result of you really knowing who you are, right? And I think that's success, knowing who we are, knowing what we are called to do, knowing who we are called to lead, knowing who we are called to impact. So for me personally, that is what I consider to be success, the fame, and everything else is a byproduct of being able to flow as a leader authentically. You know, I even in leadership, that's key, that's important. You know, I know sometimes some people suffer from the imposter syndrome and watching other persons and trying to watch other people's journey. And,
right.
You know, I believe we get it. We should get experience from it, or inspiration, I should say, from it. Mm-hmm. But I don't believe person should allow that to affect how they lead. If you know God has given you a particular way to lead, or you feel as though that you flow a different way, it's okay. Mm-hmm. So for me, success is being authentic as a leader, knowing who you're called to impact, knowing who you are, and just being able to flow in whatever gifts and callings that God would have given you. That's my definition of success.
That's powerful. You know, I vividly recall my very first leadership role, and I've shared that on the podcast before. I was a level one leader just because I didn't know, right? When you know better, you do better. And yes. A lot of it was, you know, due to lack of experience, confidence, and not being certain about, you know, being able to do the job, you know, not having even resilience and all of that. So as a leader, what are some strategies you can empower emerging leaders in this area? I know we talked about success, right? So we're looking at success strategies. I know resilience is one for some people, but what are some strategies that you can recommend or you can speak to that would empower emerging leaders?
So what I'll do is give some examples from what I would have utilized. I like to give people, you know, real life scenarios or examples. So some of the things that I would have done, and this would be my advice. Of course, mm-hmm. definitely be a student of your craft, right? So whatever it is, whatever the area that you're going to be finding yourself in, learn the industry. Always be a lifelong learner. I think sometimes persons get to a space, and you know, this even taps into some of the senior leaders, you know, they get to a space where after a while, you know, you've been doing something for so long, so you feel like it's second nature. Like, don't ever get complacent. Mm-hmm. Where you're at, or in thinking that, wow, well, I would have mastered this level. So if you've mastered a particular level, then I would say, you know, try to go to the other level. So of course, that requires you to be a lifelong learner. Absolutely. For me, I love and believe in mentorship. So I have mentors or coaches, right? So that is something that I decide to do. And then also just to, again, just kind of go back to knowing who I am, mm-hmm. knowing what my triggers are, knowing what sets me off, knowing, because all of these things affect how we lead, you know, ensuring that even as an individual, that we obtain the necessary healing from the different traumas that we have. Because I think people underestimate the fact that, or the effect, I should say, that even sometimes traumas or things from your past, how it would affect you, whether it would have been dealing with rejection, mm-hmm. you know, whether it would have been, you know, feeling like you're not good enough, or for example, someone might have had a teacher saying, oh, you're not going to be this, or you're not going to be anything good, or you're not going to mount anything, whether it could have been your teacher, whether it could be a parent. All of these things affect how we move. And so definitely mm-hmm. obtaining the necessary healing, knowing that there is power in community, there is power in accountability. Because I believe as a emerging leader, or any leader for that fact, as a matter of fact, we need accountability. We need community. Like, who do you go to bounce ideas off of? Or who do you go to say, well, you know what? I don't think I'm having a good day as a leader. I don't have a particular confidence. I mean, because every day, if we be honest, leadership is hard. Dealing with people sometimes can be difficult. Not because we don't know how to respond to them, but because, you know, they just be acting a little crazy sometimes. So I would say these are some of the things that I would encourage all emerging leaders to be mindful of, you know, always. So I would say also two things. I want to add two other things. Mark the leader who you say, listen, like, this is a great leader. I want to be like them.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so work towards being like them, whether it's with their character, integrity, and these are things that we need to be mindful of as a leader. And then also mark a leader who you say, you know what, they don't lead well,
mm-hmm.
right? And make sure that you don't do the same things that they would have been doing. You might have had a bad boss, for example, make sure that you don't become like them, you know. So I would say, Mark, both good and would you consider people great and terrible leaders or not so great leaders? And mm-hmm. you know, like I said, look at each one of them, you know, and see what you like, what you don't like, and what you, you know, want to be like and what you don't want to be like. So that would really be my advice. I know it's a lot of information, but that would really be my advice to them.
Yeah, this is really so good. You've touched on so many key areas here. As a recap for anyone who's listening, you know, you're an emerging leader, you're just getting started. I just to highlight some of the limitations or things that could be holding you back would be confidence, you know, like Tavar shared. And it's expected, right? Because this is your first role. So you're thinking, oh, what am I even doing, right? And some of the other things would be maybe the fear of rejection, right? Or so, you know, feeling you're not being good enough. And then the strategies would include accountability, right? You all want to be accountable to your team and vice versa. Self-awareness, knowing who you are, right? You know, asking for someone who can mentor you. Mentorship is great. And, you know, being a lifelong learner, right? You know, when you learn one skill, don't stop there, just keep on going. And it might get tough, but you just have to be resilient. And with a good support, the community that Tavar highlighted, you would always have someone who has your back. And then you also added bonus tips there for identifying leaders that, you know, that are great leaders and what you can learn from them, and also identifying leaders that were just like not worth it and making sure you're not copying them. So this is a great synopsis. This is so powerful. I love this. Someone can just have this, write it down, and you'll be good to go. So this is great. Thank you so much. Yes. And just to follow up what you just said, Tavara, I believe in mentorship, really. I have so many great mentors, even becoming who I am today in my business, in my career, has a lot to do with the mentors in my life and the people that I've also been blessed to mentor them. So mentorship is something I cannot even stress enough. And, you know, it's not easy to find good mentors who are consistent and committed. And so sometimes people say they're going to do this and they don't commit to. So you want to just, you want to take time to really find your mentor. But then do you have some tips that you want to share on how do you go about finding a good mentor?
So like for me personally, what I did was there was a particular, she's actually my coach now. She actually started out doing a masterclass, right? It wasn't an area that I was interested in. And I attended the masterclass. And then shortly after, you know, I watched her on social media for a while. And then shortly after she became my coach, I actually told her I wanted her to coach me. And so for persons who may be a bit skeptical, I would say number one, check for testimonials, right? Number two, and sometimes we don't always, what we see on social media isn't always what people are all the times. I would say definitely look, watch them for a while, especially with someone that you see on social media, watch them for a while. And person's consistency is key. So if someone isn't who they say they are, eventually it's really going to expose themselves. And then too, also if they have a masterclass, right? Let's just say, for example, like how I attended, they may have a class that may not necessarily be, it may be cost effective that you could attend, and then that way you could kind of get to know some of their style, or you can see, well, okay, will this be a good fit for me? Or you can simply look to see who their other mentees may be, right? Mm-hmm. Or you could also get on a call with them, probably an introductory call. But sometimes going on an introductory call for like 10 to 15, 20 minutes max, you'll be able to get to see whether or not they are a good fit for you, or you are even a good fit for them, right? Mm-hmm. Also determine where it is that you want to be. Can this individual take me to where I want to be? Has this individual achieved a level of success that I would want to get to? Mm-hmm. And again, like I said, look at their track record. you know, look for referrals, find out testimonials, find out who other clients may be, because in most cases, persons who have like a lot of clientele too, or who are good at what they do, mm-hmm. you will see their post testimonials, or you may even see sometimes their coaches or mentees, I would say, actually posting about them, right? And some of the success that they're having. So it's definitely key. But then, of course, most importantly, because I'm a woman of faith, always ask God, always utilize your discernment.
Right.
Whether or not this individual can take me where I want to go. Because if you are sitting, I know what it is to sit under the wrong person, as well as I know what it is to sit under, the right mentor or coach. So mm-hmm. I've experienced both. And if you're not sitting under the right individual, they can derail you, or they can even stagnate you, right? Yeah. They will never want to really push you. And so these are the things that you have to look for when you talk about having a coach or a mentor. Always look to see where it is. Can they take you to where you want to go? And of course, you have to be clear on what it is that you want. What is it that you want? Do you want to go to the next level? Do you need help with marketing? Do you need help with confidence? Because sometimes some people say you shouldn't have a whole lot of coaches, which I agree. But sometimes one coach may not could give you what the other could give you. One may, yeah. for example, deal with relationships. They may not deal with business, but you right. may want to help with your relationship and your business. So you may have to have two different coaches. They're coaching you on two different things. Then you may have one who may say, you know what, I want to increase my spiritual walk with God. Okay, well, that may be another right. one. I don't know. You know, some coaches. Luckily for me, my coach, she encompasses a whole lot of things. So I don't have to be all over the place. But again, if you find yourself where you say, okay, well, one person dealing with marketing, one person dealing with business, one, it's okay. Because again, sometimes you don't find everything in everyone. And so that would be, my advice. And of course, if you do start coaching with these individuals, know when time is up. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the coach may not say to you, well, listen, I've taken you as far as I can take you. But you have to know, again, when you know, you would know that feeling when you believe that, listen, they have taken me as far as I can go. Now right. I need to find someone else. You know, like I said, I'm a woman of faith. And so one of the things the Bible tells us that one does the planting, one does the watering, and God gives the increase. So that would have been that you know that the persons who you may start off with initially may not be the persons who you may finish off with. And so, again, there's a lot of information, but that would be what my advice is, or, you know, some inspiration in terms of what I would give the person as it relates to finding a good mentor.
Wow, this is just really so many golden nuggets here. You know, what you shared, it just goes back to self-awareness, right? If you're not aware, you will not even know if it's time for you to, you know, move on from that particular coach, right? Or a particular relationship with a mentor. And many times people don't understand that working with a mentor also, they have to also be committed, right? It's not a one-way street, it's a two-way street. So both of you are supposed to have that relationship. And for us coaches, when we have those discovery calls, many people think, oh, you know, we're just wanting to work with people. That's why we give maybe 30 minutes, an hour to get to know them. But from a coach's perspective, we're also wanting to know if they're a good fit for us, right? Mm-hmm. So the mentor would also want to know during those informational interviews just to find out, are you a good fit as a mentee? And it doesn't have, they don't have to say yes. And if they say no, you should also be able to take it and go find the person that is really destined. You know, I'm also a woman of faith, and I would say, okay, pray for God to really show you who that person is. You don't want someone who's going to derail you. You want someone who's going to really be a blessing that you're looking for. So this is just a great area. I know I would want to have this conversation with you, like, all day, because I also have my academy where I'm equipping aspiring emerging leaders. So this is just some great things that have showed up in my monthly calls where people are saying, you know, I need more of this. I need more of this area, especially confidence. So I'm really hoping that whoever's listening to this call, these are some things that you really want to take notes, really write them down. This is really a great call that Tara is really blessing you guys. So, so I know we're coming to the end of this podcast, and I always wrap up the podcast with a signature question. What does empowerment mean to you? As a, it depends on who's on the call. It could be a consultant, it could be a coach. And so since we're celebrating Women's History Month, I'd like to ask you, Tara, what does women empowerment mean to you?
So when we talk about women's empowerment, for me, it really means women empowering other women. Mm-hmm. And I mean in generally empowering other women, you know, really desiring to want to see other women win, really being there for, you know, for this, you know, for other sisters or other women, being that individual who I can almost take my cape off, if that makes sense, right? Because, you know, we all have on our Shiro cape. Someone who I can be vulnerable with and say, well, you know what? I'm not having a good day, or this is bothering me. I don't have a confidence in this particular area. And know that when I come to you and I say that, it's going to stay there. You will encourage me and inspire me, but it's going to stay there. And so I believe for me, that is what saw some of the things, what women empowerment mean to me. You know, women banding together and breaking barriers, breaking glass ceilings. Like, that's what women's empowerment is to me. Other women being able to look up, or even the younger girls, you know, they're looking up and they say, wow, I want to be like her. You know, I want to be like Maureen. I want to be like Dr. Tavar. You know, so for me, that is what women's empowerment mean to me. Just, you know, really desiring to see our sister win, collaborating, and not, you know, having all of the things that women go through, especially, you know, on the job, and women not being able to work together. And like, no, women's empowerment to me is being able to really work with one another, being there, being that community, pushing them ahead, even if that means the other woman is getting or is going to go further than you are. And so for me, that is what women's empowerment means to me.
You know, this is so powerful. I wish I was in the room with you right now. I'll give you a hug, just like my hugger. And what you just shared is really where my, it's just, it's like you're just reading what's in my heart. And women don't realize how much we can achieve when we work together. You know, mm-hmm. Those are some other things that inspired me to begin my nonprofit for women and girls, because some people do not have never even experienced positivity or any role models in their lives. Some people have had, you know, horrible experiences in the workplace where the managers that have really put them down have been, you know, women leaders, and they're thinking, mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, what's going on? You know, can we not just look out for each other? I'm not saying people should not be competent, people should not do what they're supposed to do. All I'm saying is, at the end of the day, what can we do as women to support each other, to have some sort of a circle that this person inspired me and I'm going to really look up to them and just become a best version of my own self as a little girl, or, you know, as a woman who is a late bloomer, who's just getting started in life and saying, oh my God, is there even another woman role model who can even help me hold my hand? So your definition of what women empowerment is just perfect. I just want to say thank you for sharing with us. And I know that our topic today is talking about success strategies for emerging leaders. So my last question for you this morning is, women who are struggling in accepting success, you know, that they feel that, you know, they don't even deserve joy or to be happy or seeing themselves as even successful beginning this journey of leadership, what would you tell them to empower and inspire them?
So what I would say to a woman who is struggling in terms of accepting that, hey, that I actually deserve success, or that I deserve to have great things, again, I'm going to go back to my faith here. You know, yeah. one of the things God says that he come that, that we may have life and have it more abundantly, right? Mm-hmm. That means that he desires for us to have abundant life. And right. So if he's our father and he says that, hey, I come that you may have this abundant life, then we have to accept that. You know, we have to accept that it's okay to have the abundant life. I know sometimes some of the things that we see, some persons can get intimidated by, oh my God, am I able to achieve that? Mm-hmm. You have to know that you deserve certain things. You have to know that you deserve to be happy. You deserve joy. But again, this all goes back to self-awareness, right? So yeah. if a woman is struggling, if you're listening in and you're struggling in terms of accepting the joy, accepting, believing that you deserve certain things, then you have to do some internal inventory. You have to do some healing. That means there's healing that is needed. That means that there is even, you know, the imposter syndrome.
Right.
That means that there's a lot of internal healing that you have to do. And this is why, you know, we're talking about leadership. This is why self-leadership is key, because however you lead yourself is an indication of how you're going to lead others. And so if you don't believe that you deserve great things, it's going to be hard or difficult for you to comprehend that other persons deserve great things, or that, or you could even maybe potentially even find yourself jealous of other persons, really, or envious of other persons who are experiences joy. You could, because, you know, when we talk about joy, like, you could see joy all over people. Like, you could just look at some persons and see that, wow, like, they are just so joyful, right? And you may have an issue accepting that. And so I would say for persons who are struggling, go back to your, you know, the little girl on the inside, right?
Yeah.
See what's going on with the little girl on the inside. Because I tell people sometimes, in order to move forward, you have to go backwards sometimes and deal with the issues back there. And then you're able to go forward, because it's going to hinder you from being able to move forward. So I would definitely say, one, deal with the little girl on the inside. And once you're able to do that, you would know that, hey, I deserve this joy. I deserve peace. I deserve happiness. I deserve success. Think about where you desire to see yourself. Like, if there was no limits to money, technology, resources, whatever it may be, think of what you envision your life could be, right? Sometimes we have to go back to dreaming. I think as little kids, we dream so much, right? We don't place limitations on what could potentially happen. But as we get older, because we see all of these different things that is happening, then we begin to figure out, or we say, well, I don't think that's going to be possible, right? Because we begin to now experience life, all the challenges that comes along with life. And so I don't think people dream enough, you know, we don't imagine enough. And so I would definitely say to even go back and, like I said, just kind of close your eyes, think about what life could potentially be if nothing was a hindrance or an issue for you, if you had everything at your disposal. And once you think about that, then you begin to pursue what that is, because there is work that has to be done. You know, nothing is just going to fall in your lap. You know, we have to do work. We have to put ourselves out there. We have to be confident knowing that, hey, we could do it. And what I realize is that once people see that there is a level of confidence in you, that you have in yourself, then they're able to have confidence in you, because people cannot believe for you more than you can believe for yourself.
That's right.
So I wouldn't count. So those would be some of my advice that I would give to the women who may be struggling in accepting that they deserve joy and happiness and everything else. Everything else, or the abundant life, I would say, that God has for them. So that would be some of my final words to them.
Yes, it's powerful. I know this is a great area of interest, you know, equipping emerging leaders, success, just self-awareness, all great topics we've talked about today. And I know someone who's listening would be thinking, oh my gosh, I wish I could listen to her more. But the podcast is just for a period of time. So someone might want to have this conversation with you just to be part of just knowing you even more and looking for ways that you can help them. So where would they find you to explore all these topics and even more things that you did not talk about today?
So I would say to the person that they can visit my social media handle. So I have LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, under Tavara Johnson or Dr. Tavara Johnson. They are also more than welcome to visit my website at tavarajohnson.com. They can send me an email at info@tavarajohnson.com, or if they wish to speak with me, give me a call. They can contact 242-814-4142. And so those are the ways in which they are able to contact me and see all of what I have going on as it relates to even a book for emerging leaders, my Emerging Leaders magazine, my Emergence Radio talk is also on, it's on podcast. So it airs Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Vision Broadcasting Network, as well as All Nations Radio station Fridays at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Or they can visit either my website for the podcast, or it's on Spotify, Apple, Google, like all of the podcast platforms. Okay. So those are some ways in which persons can connect with me.
Okay. So, and this is great. And so our podcast has like show notes. Do you mind if I put your links on there in case someone wants to click and get through to you? Is that okay?
Yes, that would be awesome. That'd
okay. Be great. That's Thank awesome. You. Oh my goodness. It's just a great call, and I'm just so grateful for all the great things you're doing in making impact, you know, all the lives you're touching, the leaders that you're putting your heart and soul into, using your gift to really empower them. So thank you so much, Tavara. I just want to wish you the best in your personal and professional life. You just keep making a difference. Keep up the great work that you're doing in the life of others. To our listeners out there, I would like to say thank you for tuning in to this wonderful episode. You can testify that it's been a great episode. So thank you again for being here. Be safe, be well, and I'll see you same time next week.